The fruit produced by the love of truth. Peter continued, "Love one another earnestly from the heart. The word of God is the channel through which the Lord manifests his spirit and power. Obedience to the word produces fruit, sincere love of the brethren. When truth becomes an abiding principle in the life, the soul is born anew, not of perishable seed but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. This new birth is the result of receiving Christ as the Word. When the Holy Spirit impresses divine truths on the heart, new conceptions are awakened and energies hitherto dormant are aroused to cooperate with God." Many of the most precious lessons of the great teacher were spoken to those who did not then understand them. When, after his ascension, the Holy Spirit brought his teachings to their remembrance, slumbering senses awoke. The meaning of these truths flashed on their minds as a new revelation. Then the men of his appointment proclaimed the mighty truth, "The Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." The apostle exhorted the believers to study the scriptures. Peter realized that every soul who is finally victorious will experience perplexity and trial, but an understanding of the scriptures will bring to mind promises that will comfort the heart and strengthen faith in the mighty one. Many to whom Peter addressed his letters were living in the midst of heathen, and much depended on their remaining true to their calling. "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh that wage war against your soul.